Bam! Jason Waller here with the Bam Podcast. That's right, Business and Money Podcast. You want to make money? You want to conquer business? You want to go ahead and get that mindset right to take you to the next level and level up? You got to listen to the show. We're going to have all kinds of guests on there, billionaires, millionaires, athletes, actors, you name it. We're going to have them on here. They're going to be talking about their success, their struggles, their life, their hardship. I'm going to talk about my success, my struggle, my life, my hardship. So tune in. Bam! Bam, Jason Waller here with the Bam Podcast. That's right, business and money. And I want to say thanks, first of all, for all the subscribers out there making us a top five entrepreneur podcast in less than 3 months. So hopefully you've been listening to the shows, catching up, just started a coaching business called the Bam Coaching. That's right, business and mindset coaching. Started that. It's taken off very well. I can only have a small amount of one-on-ones that are joining. I've got a few spots left. And then I've got the open forum for anybody to join the standard BAM coaching, which gets you the group phone call. We help set your goals. We go over everything. You get on the call for Q&A 1 hour a week. So you can check that out at coachingbam.com. Now let's get started with today's show. It is worst days. That's correct. Worst days. What does that mean? Well, as an entrepreneur, you're going to run into a lot of times that you have worse days, things that come about that make you question yourself, make you question what you're doing, putting those challenges in front of you. I could tell you, like, you know, almost every company I've opened, there's been days where I'm just like, fuck, what are we doing? Like, I'm struggling. How do I get through this? You know, I don't see light at the end of the tunnel, and I got to keep pushing. I mean, I remember, you know, when I first opened the home security business, I was working at Verizon at the same time and trying to build home security business. I had my brother door knocking and my dad putting out flyers. I had a neighbor installing if I sold anything. I was working at Verizon Wireless and I was running appointments. And it was so hard because I had to put my own money in there to pay these people. I wasn't getting paid. And it was scary. Right? It was like, fuck, you know, am I going to lose all my 401k that I put into this? Can we eventually sell our way out of this? And you struggle with that. You got that cash crunch. You've got that fear of the unknown. And I stayed grinding, right? I stayed grinding. I remember I was hiring people as I was growing at the Chili's, the local Chili's. I didn't have an office. So I would go hire people at the Chili's. And then I would have to, you know, we were selling our accounts to a company called Monotronic/Brinks. I'd have to go to these installs and at the end of the week, pick up all these contracts that were signed at the install so I could submit them to get funded so we'd get paid. And, you know, I didn't have a credit line for equipment. Like, it was scary. So upside down. Finally, the business started making money after about 2 or 3 months. About 7 months into it, I was able to quit Verizon Wireless and start working full time at the security business I built. I got an office. And then, you know, I got another office and I got another office, and I've always had this mindset because I was stuck with the unknown, and then I was able to, you know, fulfill what I was wanting to do. And then I was stuck with the unknown. I was able to fulfill what I want to do. So I have this theory of, like, you build it, you know, they say it on what is it? It's, the movie, Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. It's the same thing. If you put the office in there, or you put the effort in and you build a location, or you build the infrastructure, they will come. As long as you're pushing through and you're selling and you're doing all the right things and, you know, you're not quitting on your business, you will find a way to succeed and grow the business. I mean, that's just how it works. So long story short, I got that business off the ground, was doing great. Then joined another business. That one, you know, that was another business that we came and we took from 18 million to 36 million. That was scary because I had to come in and I wasn't the 1A, I was the 1B or the 2 in that business. And that was hard. I could only do that for about 18 months because I started seeing things a lot better than what the CEO at the current time could see. And I wanted to get into solar. He didn't. And, you know, his wife in the business, it was just a shit show. But we were able to scale the business, be more profitable. And then I got out of it, started the solar company. So when we started the solar company, it was scary again. You know, I had a house over in Lake Norman, it was a few million dollars. You know, we sold the business, the security business, and I made $1 million on that. And so I decided, I said, you know, I'm struggling. I'm not getting paid and I'm opening this business. I really know, you know, I'm learning about. I'm not in the industry. So I've got to hire, you know, general contractor, had all these years experience at solar, and I've got to hire installers that have installed solar and all these things. And, you know, I'm having to pay them, and then I'm having to pay for leads, and I'm having to, you know, door knock, and I'm having to go sell deals at the beginning. And, you know, it was tough, right? And I'm not getting paid. And, you know, here I am making sure everyone else is getting paid. And it was scary. It was just like the first business I opened. And there were worse days. Like I would, you know, days that you didn't sell none. There's many days you didn't sell none. I remember, you know, the first year we did $3 million in sales, and we lost $1 million. And, you know, we were average, you know, it took like 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks till we got our first sale. Then it was like, oh my gosh, we got 2 in a month. Oh my gosh, we got 5 in a month. Oh my gosh, we got 15 in a month. Oh my gosh, we got 25 in a month. And it just starts to add up, right? But it's scary. Like you go through that and you're scared because of the unknown. And I remember just losing money year one and starting to lose money year two and thinking about it, like, what am I going to do? How am I going to get through this? I remember crying. I remember stressing. We sold my house over in Lake Norman and put all the money in the business. It was tough. And it was like, how do I get to the next level? And so, you know, to where we're profitable. And I was seeing a scale, but we had a cash problem because, you know, we weren't able to get the business afloat. It was like, you know, you're basically paying for marketing and sales and all these other things before you even get paid at install. And it was tough on the cash flow. And I remember calling a mentor of mine and saying, dude, like, I feel like I want to quit. Like, I'm upset, stressed. I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Like, I work. And the needle's not moving fast enough for me. And eventually, you know, that person told me, they're like, dude, you know, I don't know when the right time is to quit, but right when you think you need to quit, you don't need to quit. You need to keep pushing. And I listened to that person. I said, you know what? The person's right. So I just kept pushing. Then all of a sudden, you know, we're able to fill up the first board of installs and then the second board of installs. And we had to get a computer, put it on spreadsheets because we weren't able to use the board anymore. We just continued to grow, add more people, add more salespeople, get sales. Like everything just started to fall into place. And then eventually, almost after 18, 19, 20 months, started getting a paycheck. So it took time. And there were a lot of bad days in that. A lot of fear, wife getting upset, kids getting upset. What's going on? Are you sure this is going to work? Business partner, dude, I want out. I don't think this is going to work. You know, we're losing money. And I was like, dude, I promise. Like we have momentum. We have to keep pushing. We're going to get through this. We're going to be able to grow. And we did. We did. You know, you have to be persistent. You have to be resilient to go over, you know, to overcome any obstacles that you have to crush it. So that's what I did. And we started to grow. You know, first year we did 3 million, second year we did 10 million, third year we did 40 million, fourth year we did 105 million, fifth year we did 185 million, sixth year we did 350 million, seventh year we did like 650 million. Like we continued to grow. And you got to stay in the moment. You know, when those worst days are there, you have to stay in the moment. You can't keep looking at your big goal, your dream goal. You can't set those goals up there and then go in there and feel defeated. You can't go up there and go, shit, I got to be a $5 million company today because you're going to be defeated. You got to go, hey, how do I get one sale today? And then tomorrow, how do I get 2 sales? And then the next day, how do I get 3 sales? It's AGB, always getting better 1%. So how do you get to that point? You have to stay in the moment. I talk about it all the time. It's your 30, 60, 90, 180 on your days of goals. Like you don't need to look at, well, I want to have this $50 million company or this $1 billion company or a $5 million company or $1 million company. It's like, how do I get sale number one? How do I get 50 grand in sales? How do I get 100 grand in sales? How do I get 500 grand in sales? How do I get 1 million in sales? How do I get 2 million in sales? How do I get 5 million in sales? How do I get 10 million in sales? You stay in that moment as your goal. It's easier to go up those steps of life and business than it is to think that you're just going to shoot to the 100th floor overnight because you're not. And the problem is these things, these cell phones, what they do is they give us instant gratification. And if you're not getting that instant gratification, you're frustrated because you're not getting the results that you need. And that's a problem. You have to focus on the results that you need and not make excuses and you know, feel defeated because they're not coming as fast as you like. I'm going through some of that now. Like, you know, I've invested in some companies that, you know, it took off real fast and then all of a sudden stagnant and slow. And I'm like, it's not growing fast enough for me. You know, and you get frustrated. I'm starting a coaching company, a business, right? I'm doing all this coaching, mentorship for new entrepreneurs, existing entrepreneurs, medium-sized businesses, large-sized businesses, you know, for their mindset, for the business, you know, for marketing, for branding, influencers, fitness, anybody that's in there. Like I've, you know, I'm building that that group up, that, you know, that community up. But I had to start with one, then two, then three, then four, then five, 10, 20, 50. You know, some of my peers, they have, thousands. It's like, wow, how do they get to 1,000 people in your coaching program? Well, you got to start with one. And you got to understand that you're going to have a lot of worse days there, like a lot of days that just fucking suck. And you're not going to sell anything. And you're going to be struggling. You're going to question it. Like, I've questioned it. I question stuff all the time. I'm human. I'm like, oh, this is frustrating. You know, and then you get your family, like, wife, won't you just, you know, if this isn't working, I'm like, nah, I can't quit. I can't quit. But dude, there's days I feel like quitting. There's days that I'm so upset, that I'm emotional, that the anxiety's high, that the frustration's high, that the anger's high, and I'm wishing a motherfucker would. Like, I'm like, let's go, let's go, let's go. But I have to reset myself and go, stop, dude. Like, you've been here before. Or if you haven't been there before, you know people that have been there before, or you got a coach and you're learning to go through the process in order to not quit. Because the worst thing you can do is when those days are bad is quit. Because doing things and failing is a lot better than never doing them all. That's regret. And regret will haunt you for the rest of your life. You'll be like, oh, I wish I coulda. I wish I woulda. What can I do? Like, all of those things will just haunt you. You know, I should have done this. I should have done that. Why didn't I try this? Why didn't I do this? Why didn't I open that? You know, I just saw a video today. It's like 28,000, 28,000 days is the average life. 28,000 days. So you think about that, you know, and in this video, it was talking about like money, right? What's more important, time or money, you know? And if time is money, then how come you can make so much more money and you only get 28,000 days? What are you doing with each day? Right. And you got to make each day count. And I know that's what your cliche what people say, but you really fucking got to make each day count. Like I go in there, I struggle. I'm like, oh, I got to do something today. I have to kick myself in the ass sometimes to do anything. Like you get in these funks, right? It's human nature and you've got to find a way to get yourself out. I went to the gym today and I was like, fuck, I really don't feel like doing anything. But then I'm like, oh, quit being a fucking bitch, dude. Get out there and do something. So I just started doing something. And that led to me doing more. And that led to me doing more. Then my arms were all hurt. I'm like, yeah. I'm feeling big. Yeah. Feeling strong. And then some, you know, whippersnapper came up and made a little shitty comment. And I made a little shitty comment back, you know, and fucking felt good. Like, what? Yeah. And so that's what happens. Like, you need to push yourself in order to get through things. Because if we just listen sometimes to that weak voice inside our body that says, oh, you can do it later. Oh, hit the snooze button. Oh, put that off. You can eat that. Like, dude, like, fuck that, dude. Like, fucking smash that voice and take control. Smash that voice and say, fuck that. I am going to do what I need to do to win. And I should listen to my own advice when it comes to eating. Because, dude, I eat like shit. Like, I'll eat good. I'm candy at night. Good. Granola bars at night. Good. Ice cream at night. Like, I fucking suck at the dieting part. Like that part I need to do better. Like I'll own that. Like, you know, I need to control that better. That's my thing, right? I've got to get better at that. And I'm going to work on that. I'm going to challenge myself to continue to get better at that. Like it's hard. But when it comes to work or working out or doing things like, you know, bam, Jason Waller here from the BAM podcast. That's Business and Money podcast. And I have my new coaching out called Business and Mindset Coaching. That's correct. Where I take my experience and my knowledge, which I have got a long sheet of it, building 4 companies over 9 figures, the last one worth $1 billion, 7-time CEO and Entrepreneur of the Year. I've been on a TED Talk. I've got a best-selling book. I've raised capital. I've employed thousands. I've done over $1 billion in sales. I got you. And I started from the ground up. No college education. I'm talking bootstrap with hard work and learning how to build a business. I want to help you do that. Today, you need to invest in yourself and your business. There's nothing better than self-improvement. But I'm not here just to give you the hoorah. I'm here to give you the hoorah and the how-to. I'm here to give you the let's go and the kick ass. So make sure you join my BAM coaching now so you can elevate and change your life. BAM! Just like everybody else. I feel stuck. I have those really bad days where I just like, I don't even want to get up today. Like I'm just exhausted. I don't want to put in the hours. I don't want to take the kids to school. I don't want to go to work. I don't want to do a podcast. I don't want to coach. I don't want to help build this business. I don't want to do that today. Like you get in these funks. The problem is you let those funks control you and you have to control the funk. You have to understand that this is just a moment of feelings that will change. Your perspective and attitude will change several times throughout the day. Think about that. Your perspective and attitude will change several times throughout the day. So that moment that you're feeling down and shitty, there's going to be later on in the day that you feel good or that you feel positive or that you're angry or that you're pissed. You're going to have all these emotions throughout the day. So don't sit on that one emotion and let that be the whole day. Don't let one moment be the whole fucking day. Don't let one fuck up control your life or your week or your month. Don't let one issue be the entire fucking day. Make it a bunch of things as part of the day. I'm a big believer as long as I have more hours that are good, more days that are good, more hours that are good, however you want to look at it, than bad, then I'm doing the right thing, right? The time that I'm having more hours or days that are bad than good, I need to start looking at things. And we've all been in there where it's just rains, it pours. Well, yeah, motherfucker, that's what when it rains and sometimes it pours. But you know what happens when it's done raining and pouring? A fucking rainbow comes out and fucking you just got your blessing. You went through your battle and you got your blessing. You stayed the course. You didn't become that cow, right? And go run from the storm. You fucking became a buffalo. You ran right through that fucking storm. Fuck that. You became the storm and you fucking controlled the destiny. So, you know, you have to remind yourself that fuck this. This is just a bad moment. I'm going to get over this moment. This is just a bad hour. I'm going to get over this hour. This is just a bad fucking day. I'm going to have a better day tomorrow. You have to make that micro. Make your good things macro, make your bad things micro. It means big and small, in case you didn't know. I just learned recently too, right? So micro is small, macro is bigger. So you want all the good things to be bigger than life for you. Enjoy, embellish, you know, think about it, manifest it. Yes, I want to manifest great things. But when it's fucking negative, make it micro. Don't make it control the day. Don't make it label the day. Don't make it be the fucking headline of your day. Let it fucking be what it is. Just a bad fucking moment. Just a bad fucking hour. Just a bad fucking day. We all get it in business. You get it as an entrepreneur. You get those worst days. And look, worst days can happen personally. You come home, your fucking wife doesn't want to be with you. Fucking kids doing stupid shit. Your fucking friend. You know, I've had almost all my high school friends have passed. Almost all of them, all mine in Arizona, except a couple are still alive, but almost all my friends in North Carolina have fucking passed drugs and shit. Like, I don't even do drugs. Like, I'm scared of drugs. Like, I'm like, oh my God, like I'm that guy, right? They all have like done stupid shit. It's just sad. They never got out of their own way. They set their limits and their expectations very fucking low and they just fucking wasted their life. And it's fucking sad because those were really good people that could have done really good fucking things. But you know what they did? They let those worst days fucking control them. They let those bad moments fucking take over their life. Those bad hours, those bad days where they just started saying, this is the fucking norm. My life is this, blah, blah, blah. And instead of manifesting good things and instead of making, you know, good things macro, they started making the bad things macro and the good things micro. And they're like, fuck that. Good things don't happen to me. Storm follows me as a gray cloud always following me. This is what my life's supposed to be. And then everyone's success is their failure and they start blaming people. Then they start hating themselves. And it's just a fucking bad road. And you all know people that have gone through that shit before. I have like a lot of people that have gone through that. I think about it. It's so sad. Those were guys I loved. Like, those were my homies. Those were guys that, you know, when nobody liked us at the school because we lived in the trailer park, motherfucker, we had each other's back. Those were the guys because when I had a shitty ass car, an 85 Dodge Lancer with the insulation falling down, it was 8 colors and it had hubcaps and I went and got it painted Econo lot or Econo painting and body for $200. I bought the car for $350 because it was such a piece of shit. The radio in it was worth more than the car. My buddies had cars like that. We all hung together. All these people talk shit. Oh, you live in the trailer park. Oh, you know, you drive a shitty car. They all talk shit and we all had each other's back. And what's sad is most of those guys aren't here anymore to enjoy life. They let those worst days get a hold of them. They let those worst moments control them. You don't need to do that. I'm telling you, you can't do that. You have to look for brighter days. You have to make the bad, worst days micro. And you have to make the good stuffs macro. You have to manifest good things. You have to love yourself. Nobody will love you until you love yourself. And God gave you gifts. You have attributes, damn it. You just need to find out what they are and fucking utilize them. But you just got to fucking be, you got to be open to that. You can't be negative or you're going to miss it. You're not going to get one of those days back out of the 28,000. The clock is ticking. Your time is running out. Quit making fucking excuses in life. Quit pointing the finger and trying to say, okay, this is just what I am. Quit setting your expectations and boxing out your goals in life and saying, this is all I am. No, you are more than that. You are whatever you want to be. And that's a fact. I don't care what anybody thinks. They're like, yeah, not everybody. Fuck you. I don't care what color you are, what fucking gender you are, who your fucking education or where you come from. You are whatever the fuck you want to be. But you've got to go fucking manifest it and you've got to put in the work. It's not fucking easy. So as long as you're willing to fucking grind and put in the work and you stay positive and you manifest stuff and you don't let those bad moments, those worst days control you, you get to where you want to go. You'll create your own map. I talk about it in my book, Create Your Own Map. This is your life. You're the artist of your own life. You get to draw your life out, or you get to make the map that you're going to go, and you can change that map all the time. Shit, I've changed it many times. I had 24 jobs before I was 24. Then I opened a business. Like, just don't go through life not doing the things you wanted to do. Don't go through life not taking chances. Don't go through life having regret. Don't go through life letting those bad days, those bad moments, those worst days, those worst moments control or dictate who you are. You're better than that. You're bigger than that. You're worthy of whatever you want to be. I'll say it again. You are worthy of whatever you want to be. But you've got to create that map. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to manifest it. You've got to focus on it. It's hard. I know. I can't do it all the fucking time. Neither can these other guys. You don't see Tony Robbins or fucking any of those fucking people. They don't do it all the time. They struggle too. Fucking Ed's a friend of mine. They like E.T., he's a friend of mine. They struggle. Everybody has their shit. But you got to make it micro. You got to make those problems little. It's just a problem. It ain't nothing but a thing. What are you going to do with that thing? It's time to do something positive in your life. It's time to feel positive in your life. Don't get stuck like I talked about some of my old friends. Don't get stuck about like those people you know that hate their life. They hate their husband. They hate their wife. They're miserable. Don't be that. Don't let this control you. Don't let those worst days define who the fuck you are. You define who the fuck you are. Make the best days matter on who you are. Don't give it any energy of that negativity. Quit fucking making excuses. Your time right now is to go out and live your best life and be the best person that you can possibly be. And sometimes you're going to fuck up. And sometimes you're going to have bad days. And sometimes it's going to seem like the worst days are still to come. And guess what? They fucking are. But you know what else is to come? The best fucking days. The best hasn't even happened yet. That's a fact. Because when you get through these storms, you get through these battles, there's blessings. There's goodness. Always happens that way. Think about it. And I'm not trying to say, oh, well, you can't be sad or something bad happened. No, I'm talking about after that, another door is open. You've heard the door close, another door opens. Well, you go through some bullshit, you get stronger, better. You're able to handle things. You get new vision, new outlook. You're able to do the next chapter of your life. Everything's about the next chapter. You're going to live different lives throughout the thing. I feel like I've had 5 lives already. They're completely different. And I'm excited because I feel like the best is yet to come. And trust me, I've been at the top of the mountain. I've been at the bottom. And some of you motherfuckers try to put me in a cave. But I got news for you. I'm still fucking here. I'm still fucking standing and I'm not quitting. I don't let shit like that control me. I control my destiny. I don't let posers and wannabes fucking say who the fuck I am. I say who the fuck I am. I don't let lies and nonsense and fucking pussies talk shit. I control what the fuck I do. I know who I am. I know I'm integrity driven. I know I do the right thing. I know I bust my ass. I know I take care of people. I know I'm honest. So I don't need their fucking validation. I don't need their approval. I don't need anything from them. Motherfuckers just keep subscribing and listen. Fuck them. But what I need is you to listen to me. I need you to listen to me and you to fucking make a difference in your life and quit making excuses. You to step out of the fucking box and do something great. Quit shelving yourself in. Quit saying, this is all I am. That's bullshit. You can be more. Every single day, you can be a better father, you can be a better husband, you can be a better mother, you can be a better wife, you can be a better brother, you can be a better sister, you can be a better business person, you can be a better friend, you can be a better employee, you can be a better student. You can be fucking better. I ask my kids all the time, well, do you think you could have done something? I probably could have done better. Well, let's fucking do better. Let's do better. My son did really good. He played back-to-back tournaments in the weekend. That's fucking like 7v7 blazing, like travel ball. And some of these motherfuckers are 6'2 coming out to the field. I'm like, that motherfucker's not 12. He drove. He's out there smoking cigarettes, probably having a shot of whiskey, and then he's coming on the field. That's how I felt. These motherfuckers were huge. And I was nervous for my son. I had anxiety. I'm like, fuck, he's going to get out there and it's going to get crushed. I'm scared. He crushed it. First tournament, he had 10 touchdowns, 2 picks. They went 4-1. Second tournament we did here in Concord, he had 8 touchdowns, 1 pick. They went 3-3. That's fucking pretty good. Playing against fucking great fucking kids. Third place in both those tournaments out of like 16 and then 20. He did great. So my point is like things are going to happen bad, but if you don't put your efforts in and your potential, you don't know what the fuck you can do. My son was like, oh, I got this. I was like, shit, fuck, I hope you got this. He had it. He had it. He fucking, it didn't blink. That kid was like, he was on fire. You can check out my Instagram. I mean, he's fucking throwing dimes. I was like, holy shit. But you know why he had it? Because he hears me talk. He hears me preach. He's like, I'm not going to let that noise get to me. I'm not going to be intimidated by some big fucking 6'2", 12-year-old. I'm going to go out there and fucking bust my ass. My son's like 5'1". He's 12. Like, and that's what he did. But that's what all of us could do. We let intimidation and bad things dictate, like I said, the hour in the day. Stop. Make all that shit small. Start focusing on you controlling the day. Don't let one bad thing define the entire fucking day, week, month, any of it. Don't let it be your headline. Your headline needs to be positivity, affirmations. Tell yourself good things. Focus forward. Fail forward. Continue to prevail. Don't take shit. Don't fucking quit. Bust your ass. Fucking don't take no for an answer. And don't fucking cut yourself short by limiting yourself in your beliefs. Believe you can and you will. Bam!